You're not stuck with a brain you're born with whatsoever. Like, absolutely every single person has unlimited human potential. It's just a choice of what you wake up and decide to do that day. How do you fill your brain? And then how do you reflect on what's filling your brain? And then how do you make different choices?
From my perspective, retirement, it's not healthy. I mean, you see people who retire early on and what happens to them when they're not intellectually engaged.
The longevity thing's so interesting, like I was reading a book called Lifespan with David Sinclair, and it's all about longevity, and his overarching thesis is that aging is a disease. So it isn't really about, like, why do we waste money curing cancer? Why do we waste it curing AIDS, brain hemorrhage, like all of these things, strokes, you name it. It's like, what if all of that was one disease and the disease was aging? You can get the same person and scan their brain in their 20s, and based on their choices, you could look at someone have a completely different brain shape in their 30s based on the decisions that they've chosen to make. If you're not happy with £1 million, you won't be happy with £10 million, because...
Thank you so much for joining me here on Anatomy of a Leader. I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments on YouTube or reviews on Apple Podcasts. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe or follow buttons, and I'll see you next week.